It's time to go up close and in-depth with Virginia Tech. And who's better to help Wes break down what's going on in Blacksburg than the voice of the Hokies, Bill Roth.
Play action pass on first down for Thomas. Off in the deep right side in the end zone. It is caught. Touchdown, Tech!
It's time for the Cowan Gates Roth Report on Sports Radio 910. Cowan Gates, our standard is excellence. You can get in on the report as well. Call 345-0910 or hit us up in the inbox, Wes at sportsradio910.com. Here's Wes McElroy and Bill Roth.
And joining us to help us out and take in a excellent Tuesday of basketball, he's the voice of the Hokies, Bill Roth, joining us on Sports Radio 910. You taking in some college basketball tonight?
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to it. It'll be a really, really good night in our league.
You know, seeing Virginia twice, seeing Miami the one time, is Larkin going to be the bigger issue for Virginia, or is it the heightened size of Miami that's going to be the bigger issue?
That's a good, really good question. If Jontel Evans plays the kind of defense against Larkin that he played against Eric Green, which he's very capable of doing, he could really help in a big way, because Larkin, when he gets into the lane, is really good. It probably depends on how it's officiated, because if Jontel can be really physical with him, then he's big enough to do that. I think he could cause problems. But Miami is big and deep inside, too. So that's their strength, and they've got a tremendous amount of mental confidence.
What impressed you most about Miami, just taking them in?
How they're coached and how they're reflecting Larrañaga's calmness. They never get rattled. You know, they've won some close games. If you look closely at their schedule and have the opportunity to go through it, they've won three games by 1 point. And even when they were trailing, they were behind in Blacksburg at the half and in the second half. At no point did they ever have any type of panic. And they've been good when they've been way ahead, as we've seen. They've blown out Duke and other teams. But when they've been behind late, whether it was in Blacksburg or against NC State, they had the moxie to come back and win.
If I gave you Miami 1, Duke 2 in the ACC, who's the third best team in this conference?
That's a really good question. I will say this. I think on a 3 or 4-game tournament, NC State might be the team to pick as the number 3 slot. I think Miami is really built for an 18-game schedule. To go cross-sport, Miami in basketball this year in the ACC is probably like the Atlanta Braves were in the 90s. They're really good over 162 games. But maybe in a short series, they're not as talented, to be quite honest, as NC State. So I might put State third if you're talking about one-game elimination, best-of-one tournament.
He's Bill Roth, the Cowan Gates Roth Report, joining us here on Sports Radio 910. We will get to Virginia Tech here. They obviously have Duke, and it's going to come after a good stretch. They got a couple of days off here, and it's probably well needed.
I've always said it's good to play Duke coming off a loss. That's tongue-in-cheek, of course. That'll be Thursday night, and Duke lost at Maryland, and hey, the Hokies need to bounce out of this, snap out of it sometime, so maybe Thursday night tonight.
All right, when you say snap out of it, it can go like a million different directions. The one huge problem they're having right now, it's, you know, they're competitive in the first half, but what's going on? What are you seeing going on after the half where they're losing these leads?
Well, you know, Saturday they were really good the whole way and into overtime. You know, they took both Carolina on the road and State on the road in overtime the last couple of weeks, so they've been pretty good. Hey, they wear it down. There's only 7 of them playing. 8 if you count Will Johnston, which we need to because he's starting now. So 8 guys. And I think particularly Green wears down. And he's playing a lot of minutes. If you look, no one in the league has played more minutes than him. And no one in the league gets hit as often as he does on the perimeter. It's interesting to see he's maintaining the scoring average when everybody's trying to do everything within their power to slow him down.
What about Duke this year? Now, this is obviously a team that has a significant injury, significant loss, and you know they don't know when they're going to get Ryan Kennedy back. But as Duke stands right now, if I gave you Miami, I gave you Duke. How big's the gap?
Well, again, they got one game left head to head at Cameron, and it's going to be after what happened in Coral Gables. Clearly, Duke is going to come out roaring. Over the course of 18 games, Miami's better. In one game, whether it's in Cameron or whether it's at Greensboro or whether it's in the NCAA tournament, Duke can beat anybody. When their shots are falling, they're great.
Can you imagine? March 2nd is going to be a phenomenal day. You're going to get VCU and Butler and Duke and Miami all on the same day. I may not leave the living room.
Miami's great. Miami could be one of the great stories. And much like Florida State last year when Leonard Hamilton's team, they won the league with all these seniors, I think Miami this year and Florida State last year have shown everyone else the blueprint in a book called How to Win the ACC if You're Not Coaching in Durham or Chapel Hill. Stockpile your roster with seniors and have several of them born in the 80s. So you have a veteran team. No, stockpile your team with seniors and win. And Miami's doing it, and Florida State did it last year. How cool would that be if ACC basketball, back-to-back champions were Florida State and Miami in men's basketball? Who would have told you that? You could have gotten some good odds on that in Las Vegas last year.
No, that would be – yeah, you could definitely pull in some serious cash. How much do you think Duke – if you bring back Ryan Kelly, how much of an impact does he have – in a tournament stretch?
Big impact. You mean the NCAA tournament?
Yeah, whether it be the ACC tournament bleeding into the NCAA tournament, I just wonder what they would be like with him.
Yeah, I don't feel bad for Duke. What is Duke ranked today, Wes?
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
they've lost, what, three games?
Yeah.
Yeah, national championship contender. There's no doubt about it. You know, like I said before, you know, Miami's kind of built for 32 games. They got depth and all this. That they get guys injured. It's no big deal. Best out of one on a neutral court at noon in Salt Lake City or wherever these games are going to be played in the Sweet 16 round this year. Who knows? Anything can happen.
Well, we'll get Virginia-Miami tonight. We'll get Duke and Virginia Tech on Thursday. We'll take a timeout with Bill Roth. We'll come back. We'll touch on some football notes. And we'll wrap up the Cowan Gates Roth Report. But we're back with you in 60 seconds right here on Sports Radio 910.
Hey, this is Bill Roth. You know, every Tuesday we bring you the Roth Report with all of the latest and greatest in Tech sports news, and it's a team effort. So I'd like to thank the team at Cowan Gates, especially Virginia Tech alumni Frank Cowan, Mike Hall, Brandon Cowan, and Catherine Gray for their sponsorship of the Roth Report. The attorneys of Cowan Gates have been helping families and businesses for over 35 years. Call them at 804-320-8918 or visit CowanGates.com. Show your support for the team that supports the Roth Report, the attorneys of Cowan Gates.
This is Brandon Cowan, estate planning attorney with Cowan Gates. Most of my clients want to ensure their assets pass in the manner they desire and to the people they desire, and that they limit the amount the government takes. Do you share these concerns? For some, a trust is the best vehicle to accomplish these goals. For others, a simple will is sufficient. Regardless, proper estate planning now can save your loved ones considerable aggravation, time, and money later. To determine the best approach to protect your estate, contact me, Brandon Cowan, at CowanGates.com. That's CowanGates.com.
Back with Bill Roth and the Cowan Gates Roth Report on this Tuesday night. Once again, Hokies and Blue Devils on Thursday. Bill, I have you here. We didn't get this news until after we had our segment last week, but it's tough to see Michael Cole having to retire from football. That significant injury against Florida State, but it's just tough. Redshirt freshman, and then the career ends on a night on Thursday night against Florida State.
Yeah, I was really disappointed for him, but he made the wise decision because this neck injury that he had, he actually had a couple of stingers in high school too. Not as bad and to the extent that it happened against FSU here, but he's going to be a surgeon. He's going to be a team physician, and he wants to be a surgeon. And I think it's great. And he's going to have to give up football, but he'll still be around this team. His scholarship will be honored for the next couple of years. He's a bright, bright kid. He's one of those kids that's never gotten a B in his life anywhere. And I think he'll have an opportunity to learn a lot and be around the team. And he'll miss the competition on the field, but he'll still be a part of the program.
How's he going to still be part of the team? Is he going to work with the coaches, be around the players, or is he going to be around the medical staff?
That's a really good question. Coach Beamer just said we're going to keep him around here and keep him involved.
Cool. Well, I'm good. I'm good.
Maybe both.
Well, that's good for him. I hate to see him walk away from the game, but it's still cool that they can keep him part of the
really
game.
Yeah, really just player, too. That's the thing. It's from a football standpoint, we lose a really good player at a position where, now we've had two guys that we're probably going to look at next year, who at the beginning of the year, Exum, and now him. We're running out of safeties a little bit here in February, which is an odd topic, but we'll figure that out once the preseason starts.
All right. Also, I talked to Bruce Taylor last week as he's preparing for this week's combine. I know you have your eyes. You got a couple guys out there. Bruce Taylor's out there. Who else is all out there?
I'll tell you who
was really interesting. I spent yesterday with a couple of our coaches in the vet, and the kid that is getting surprisingly positive feedback, and actually I shouldn't say surprising, is Corey Fuller.
Yeah?
Receiver. You know, he really came on late the last 9 or 10 games of his career. And we all, you know, he always had the speed because he was a sprinter. But it's interesting, according to some of our coaches, these NFL people have Corey Fuller ranked higher than Marcus Davis.
Wow.
Now, that's pre-combine.
Yeah.
I think once Davis gets to the combine and jumps a 39 and runs a 4.4 and they look at his size at 6.4 and 220, he may move up a little bit. But right now, Corey Fuller is the guy that I really want to keep an eye on.
That's good for Corey, because we just had a couple scouting directors on the past week, and they said how thick and how deep this class is with wide receivers, so it's good that he's catching some heads here early on.
Hey, it only takes one.
You're right.
It only takes one NFL team to like you. They pick you, and then you stick. And we've seen a lot of that over the years with a lot of teams.
Enjoy the hoops tonight, my man. We'll be listening on Thursday.
You too, Wes. Good talk today, buddy.
You got it. That's Bill Roth, ladies and gentlemen, in the Cowan Gates Roth Report every Tuesday, and he'll be back at it. Pregame 8:30 on Thursday night. Tip 9 o'clock as the Blue Devils and Virginia Tech meet.